This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nickel with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan where my accountant lives, in fact I'm down in this. You say with my boobay tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst.
Girl, yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 35. You know what's going down? This one is titled Colorado Custom Wheels, America's Finest Billet Wheels, also known as CC Cycle Wheels. So if you're a first-time listener, just on behalf of Vic, Mike, and I, we would like to thank you. This episode, we have Michael Salazar on, and he is Colorado Custom Client Relations. He shows a lot of love on Instagram, so you got to check him out at CC Cycle Wheels. We'll get all into that. But first, we got Miggity Mike, the mayor. What's going down, my brother?
ODB, what is going on, my man? It's just a, another beautiful day here in good old sunny Florida. And we're just, two dudes over here chilling at Made of Steel.
You know it. So we did some audio at Made of Steel, and we're going to roll into that now. And that was just last weekend.
Sit down. Sit down.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast. Now, we're out here at the Hillsborough County Fairgrounds, Miggity Mike the Mayor and ODB. So we wanted to kind of bring it to you with some fresh audio. We've been talking to Goat. We've been talking to Tank. And Mike, man, it's really kind of a cool show. I know it's a little bit smaller. We'll talk about that than we expected. But I see that they repaved a lot of the showgrounds, which is fantastic. So big ups to them for making that happen.
No, they definitely have made some improvements to the fairgrounds out here, and which is definitely a nice change. It's definitely changed from the first Made of Steel. And I know there's been people that, here at the show that have been talking about, oh, nobody showed up, nobody did this. Know that. But Jay, we're not going to play the blame game. We're not going to say this. We're not going to say that. Bottom line, I talked to Goat and I told him straight up, the one thing that I've heard, the one thing that's been talked about is the fact that he's not pushing his own show. And if he's not going to push his show and not make it important and make it feel like he wants people there, then nobody's going to care. So with that being said, I think we're going to see a big change going for next year, and hopefully it happens because this is great. And I'll be honest with you, Jay, we've had a great time here today because, man, we've got to talk to a bunch of people, got to talk to a bunch of people that listen to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, and, man, we appreciate you guys. I've got to talk to a lot of people about Slamfest. Even though this isn't that big of a show, I've got to talk to a lot of people, pre-registered a lot of people. So it's been great. We can always make good out of, out of anything. So it's been good on that. With that being said, but definitely want to support Goat and Tank and Made of Steel. But at the same time, we want to see them put the same effort and put that foot forward and show us that they care. And I think after talking with Goat, I think we're going to see a change going forward in 2018. So definitely be on the lookout. He's talked about some different changes. I'm not going to say what he's talked to me about. I'll let him be the guy that's going to announce all that stuff. But there's definitely some changes coming. And they're definitely changing this whole, fairgrounds over here, making it nicer. He makes a change. Let's make the change. Let's come out and let's support the guy. If it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. But Our Lifestyle, the podcast, is going to be there, and we're going to support them. So we hope to see all you guys out there doing the same thing. But like I said, we're not going to sit here and play the blame game, Jay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know it. One of the other great things is our homie Eric Mexican. So Eric Tapia, he's always on us to do more YouTube, and we've only got a couple videos and a couple subscribers. But we did some fantastic audio with The Real. That's The Real Matt Smith and Billy Weekly out at the show, talking to them a little bit. So I'm going to finish editing that and get that up on Our Lifestyle, the podcast YouTube page. You heard it. So we're finally going to get that going. So like you said, Mike, it was great to talk with the crew. A lot of good people out there. I know the stereo portion was, I would say, much bigger. And it's fantastic that all those bass heads have an opportunity to go out and really kind of crank their stereos up. It's in the back section. If you're into that, dude, that is like a great kind of haven for everyone to hang out back there. We spent a lot of time under the nice building that they put up. Of course, that was there last year. Had some food vendors out there. Really got to slap hands with with a lot of guys. Now, afterwards, Mike, we got a chance, Miggity Mike the Mayor and Daniel Smith from Smithworks, the big homie. We actually sat down and had some lunch, man, had some good times, hit a barbecue joint right over there, man. So, you know, really, in the grand scheme of things, plenty of places to stay, plenty of places to eat. If you don't want to eat on the showgrounds, if you're looking to cool off, man, got plenty of opportunities, Mike.
Jay, you ain't lying, brother, because shout out to our girl Bree, our new favorite Mission, what was it? Mission's Barbecue, I think is what it was called, right, Jay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, outstanding barbecue. If y'all are in the Brandon, Tampa area, definitely check out Mission's Barbecue. That was my first time going, and it was damn good. And our girl Bree, what was it? Big Juicy? Is that what your nickname was that day? In honor of our good friend and listener.
Big John.
Jay played Big Juicy that day because she came up with some word. I don't even remember what the word was. And we had her to change the word, and we said, no, we don't want you to say that. Oh, she said
moist.
Moist.
She said it's so moist. And I was like, wow, okay.
So we got her to change it to Big Juicy. And then Jay, we got her to announce Big Juicy, come up and get your food. And she made the big announcement, and everybody's staring, everybody's watching as ODB walks up to the counter and gets his food. So, but excellent barbecue, really good, and had a good time, had good talks, had some good planning, some good social media 101 by ODB. So guys, if y'all got any social media questions, any tech questions, Jay is definitely the person to ask. That's for damn sure.
Oh yeah. And I only charge a small consulting fee on site at the show. So Mike knows all about that. You know,
I did buy him lunch.
Exactly. Which I appreciate, but it might just be a cold water or something like that. That's all it takes. You know what I mean? And I get going. So it's all good because it's been almost 2.5 months. No alcohol, no beer for ODB. I'm straight detoxing like Dr. Dre was before he put out Compton the soundtrack. You know what I mean? So
hell yeah, good for you, brother.
You know it. So, you know, we baked in a little bit of audio there from on site and a little bit of audio that we just completed. So really fantastic time at Made of Steel. I definitely looking for everyone to get out there next year. We'll have Goat on here in the near future. I will say that he did post in the Made of Steel Show Facebook group. It's like an event page. And he announced May 18th, May 19th, 2018. As Mike said, we won't get into too many of those details, but just know that if you're in Florida, definitely looking for you to come out and support the show. We will be there, as Mike mentioned. So, Mike, as we transition from Made of Steel, we know Slamfest is on point. It's coming up quicker than most of us even know. Of course, middle of October, I can't forget that because my son's birthday is the next weekend. But, Mike, one of the things that I've noticed as really a fan of Slamfest, this will be my 21st year in a row going. Hopefully, unless Apple throws a crazy curveball and changes up their dates, but as everyone knows, usually September was a crapshoot for me. Now it's in October, fingers are crossed, everything is good. But I say that because, Mike, you've really done, and not just you, but I know the entire Mini Madness family, the whole ensemble, as I say, you guys have done a fantastic job really kind of bringing it back home to Tampa, bringing it back to the roots. And I saw that there's a hydro competition coming back, dude. Give us the lowdown, Miggity Mike.
Yes, sir, man. Frank over at Reds Miami, we reached out, we were talking, and he's like, man, you guys are bringing this back to Tampa. We have got to bring the hydraulic competition back. And so this year, guys, the street hop, the radical hop, car and truck dance is going to be back. Reds Miami hydraulic competition back at Slamfest Saturday, 2 p.m. it starts, and it's going to be off the chain. I can't wait. Frank's promised he's going to go out with a bang this year, bring it back with a bang, I'm sorry. And he's even giving away cash, guys. First place is going to be $350. Second place is going to be $200. Third place is going to be $100. So only rules, 2 entries, make a class, and the payout is going to be only $150 unless the competitor travels over 200 yards. So I got – or 200 miles, I'm sorry, yards. yeah, screwed that one up. But he said to make sure to let them guys know that. But I don't think there's going to be an issue because I tell you what, ODB, ever since that has been posted, those lowrider guys have been calling, messaging, sending those pre-registrations. So there is going to be quite a few of the low lows at Slamfest, which, hey, perfectly fine with us, brother. We love the Lolos, and come out and let's see those guys get out there and dance. Let's see those guys get out there and hop them. It's going to be good time Saturday, 2 p.m., and that's going to be October 14th. Saturday, October 14th, starting at 2 p.m. is when the hydraulic competition is going to start. You're not going to – you definitely won't miss it, because as soon as you come rolling in through registration there at Slamfest, you're going to see the pit, and you're going to see the banners, and you're going to see the hoppers and the dancers already in the pit and already set up over there. So you're going to drive right by it. So then just know at 2 p.m., come on back over. There's going to be some stands set up over there, and it's going to be ready to have a damn good time, because it's going to be off the chain. I can't wait.
Man, I tell you, the first year I went, I mentioned this is my 21st straight year. The first year I went with the homie Paul, we actually took, you know, Paul took most of the photos that year. We were still in high school, graduating that next year, so we were in 11th grade. And I remember seeing the blazer from Reds, and I have a lot of pictures from that. Of course, that was pre-digital, and it's going to bring back a lot of memories. And then just a few years later, of course, Dr. Dre, Chronic 2001, actually dropped in November 99, if I remember correctly. And I remember walking through that infamous area right there down the middle of Slamfest where you got the palm trees and seeing the Lolos hitting switches. And that was right around when the single dropped, you know, Still DRE, which is a classic track. So, I mean, really, it raises the hair on my neck when I think about the really good times of the mini trucking and lowrider scene. And to me, as you've mentioned, bringing it back to Tampa, bringing it back with all of the lowriders and the hydro contest. Man, I tell you what, Slamfest 26, dude, it might be the biggest yet, Mike. I cannot wait.
But hey, we have not forgot about our mini truck friends. And I know everybody strives to be the lowest. So our friends over at FX Customs, we've teamed up with those guys, and we're going to bring back the limbo contest. Okay, listen up, guys. The car or truck, it's going to be one. Somebody's going to be crowned the lowest, and you're going to be handed $250 cash. So, with that being said, Limbo Competition, sponsored by FX Customs, the lowest car or truck is going to receive $250 cash. That's going to start on Saturday at noon, and you'll see the signs. There's going to be a D-Day announcing all this stuff. So we have not forgot about our lowrider friend or our mini truck friends either, or our cars. Whatever's going to be the lowest, we're not going to discriminate, car or truck. But there will be a limbo competition, and we're going to see who is the lowest. So that's going to happen on Saturday as well, brother.
Dude, I cannot wait. Now, Mike, the other thing that I thought was fantastic is after Made of Steel, since we were out and kind of in that neck of the woods, we cruised across 60. Over by all the dealerships, and we hit the Host Hotel. So it was Daniel Smith, yourself, and I. We got a chance to cruise through. We had a fantastic time. Now, the hotel is very unique for, I think, a mini truck type, not just mini truck, but, you know, we say that for kind of a car show enthusiast, right? There's a lot of rooms, but you got this nice back area. So can you give the listeners a little bit more insight about the Host Hotel?
Well, with that being said, the first thing I want to say, Jay, since you said about the rooms, there's 117 rooms at the Clarion Inn on Highway 60 there. Okay, guys, it is less than 2 miles away from the fairgrounds, okay? It's right down the road with no traffic. It'd probably take you 5 minutes to get there. With traffic, maybe 10 at the most. This hotel is awesome because the GM, Melissa, wants us there. But the thing about this Host Hotel is there's an outside bar area. There is a huge pool. And it's all inside of the hotel. The hotel is a big U-shape. So you don't have to go hang out in the parking lot. Hang out on the inside of the hotel where it's completely tiled, and there's a big pool, there's a water fountain, there's a big outside bar, there's a restaurant in there. You can order food, you can order drinks. I mean, this place has got TVs all around. There's tons of seating. There's an outdoor stage. There's a big old big screen TV up top. I mean, this place is going to be off the chain, the perfect Host Hotel. So, guys, I'm just going to say it once. We don't need to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Don't go there and ruin it. If you're going to come there and you're going to mess it up and you're going to ruin it, just stay home, because we're not having what happened before in Tampa, the whole reason why we had to move Slamfest in the first place. We're not going to come to these Host Hotels. We're not going to come to any of these hotels and trash these hotels. No dragging, no burnouts. That whole nine yards. And I had some idiot on Facebook the other day. He's like, oh, you know, their bass heads are going to come out. They're going to demo in the parking lot. Guys, we're giving you a place at the show to do all that. Okay. So save it for the showgrounds. Don't come back to these hotels and destroy these hotels. Let's be courteous and let's go and have a good time. Melissa, the GM, wants us there. She's ready for us to come out, have a good time. And she's there to make sure we have a good time. But at the same time, don't destroy this hotel.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. That's like the old school episodes when Miggity Mike the Mayor goes postal, man. That's what's up. So what else you got, Mike?
Jay, we got some stuff in the works, too, with Our Lifestyle, the podcast, teaming up with somebody else. But we'll talk about that stuff later. Friday night, pre-party type stuff. Those announcements will come later. But there is some stuff in the works, and it will be at the host hotel for Friday night. Don't worry, guys. Definitely, we want you guys to come in Friday till 9 o'clock. We're going to close the gates Friday night at the fairgrounds at 9 o'clock. Get your vehicles there. Bring your trailers. Drop off your trucks. Drop off your cars. Everybody that's indoors, because the indoor parking, $75 for indoor parking, $50 for outdoors, but pre-registration right now is only $40. So get your pre-registrations in. And besides, guys, if you guys pre-register right now till September 30th, don't wait, but if you do wait, you got till September 30th, pre-registration for SlamFest, you're going to be registered to win an air management giveaway. Thanks to Gulf Coast Customs, Slam Specialties, Lowrider Depot, and Dragon Industries put together this awesome air management package, and somebody Sunday, you must be present. You got to be there to win it. It's going to be a drawing. Everybody who pre-registers for SlamFest.
Dude, that's what's up, man. I'm telling you, SlamFest is the premier show in the state of Florida. You already know. I'll be willing to put some money down on it to say it's the premier event on the East Coast. No doubt about it. That's live and direct from ODB. And we might as well call it the SEMA pre-party, man. This is a few weeks before SEMA. We know some of you guys, the big dogs, are going to be going out to Vegas. But you know what? You're not going to want to miss this. Mike and the whole Mini Madness team, by the way, inducted into the Mini Truck Hall of Fame last year, SlamFest. They're putting together an awesome event. They're putting a lot of time in. So make sure you go to minimadness.com if you want more information. But hey, you don't need a website anymore. Just go on Facebook, type in SlamFest. You already know.
It's there, brother. Pops up first. Jay, I appreciate all the time on SlamFest on the podcast. Let's move on to something else, brother. Come on. Boom. What else we got?
That's what's up. So we got the scene update. So again, for all the first-time listeners, we appreciate you hanging in there. We get a little crazy. But the scene, we always kind of talk about. And one of the things is we wanted to mention the new Truckin' magazine. So this came... always get stoked to see Truckin'. This is the August 2017 issue, and want to give a lot of love out to the homie Grant Cox, G-R-A-N-T-C-O-X. Grant shot Stephen Hook's 2011 GMC. Thing is fully laid out, kind of has that iconic graphics, you know, kind of the lower section of the doors and bed. It's a white truck. Now, this is the subscriber issue, as we've mentioned in the past. Subscriber issue is a different cover from the newsstand edition. However, of course, same features inside the mag. So lifted trucks on the newsstand sell, and that's what you'll see. Same issue. You have LST coverage from this year, 2017. And then you got a bitchin' 85 Blazer shot by Florida's own I Hate Phil. So really, really good stuff there, Truckin'. Make sure you support the scene by going out, hit Publix, hit Barnes & Nobles, Walmart, wherever you can get these magazines and buy a couple issues, cut them up, put a couple on the wall. You know how we do. Now, next, we got street trucks. There's a Blue 68 C10. Mike said, hey, he was thumbing through the issue earlier and said, man, this is a badass truck. I agree. It's a family project. And that's Terry and Sarah Rose that own that. So support the truck scene. It's not just the mini truck scene. It's the truck scene. It's the automotive scene. Buy your favorite magazines. Do not sleep on these. And then when the C10 Builder's Guide comes out, the next one, we'll also give some shout outs to those guys there as well. So Mike, next, you want to give us the lowdown, pun intended, on some shows, homie.
Hey, dude, since we're on the subject of talking about magazines, brother, I think we got to give a shout out to our boy Rich. I can't say our boy, because his lovely wife Beth, they are putting together, well, they do All-Time Low magazine. I know we're going to save this for a shout out later on, but Jay, I'm gonna go ahead and bring it up now. We're talking about magazines, and we can't leave these guys. We got to talk about them as well, because man, we want to give them, first of all, a big thanks and appreciation for giving us a shout out the other day on Facebook on their page. So guys, make sure y'all check out All Time Low magazine. They do a subscription. $45 a month, shipped to your door.
Per year, I think. Yep.
Yes, per year. And the thing about the next issue, which is going to be issue number 9, Slamfest. Here I go talking about Slamfest again after I said that's enough, Jay. Slamfest 25 show coverage will be in the next issue, All-Time Low Magazine. So definitely look it up on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Type in All-Time Low Magazine. It'll pop up. Give Rich and Beth Waterman is their last name. Give them a check it out. Give them a shout. Tell them thanks for doing what they do. And definitely appreciate those guys listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, and putting together that badass magazine. So I look forward to seeing issue 9 with the Slamfest coverage in there. Sorry about that, Jay. I wanted to get that in while we were talking about magazines.
Yeah, Mike, I'm glad you did, man. And I tell you, when you look up a couple of their pages, their customer-facing main page has just over 27,000 thumbs up. Like, so really, really good stuff. You'll see all the covers there for the banner image on their page. So really good stuff. So, Mike, in terms of shows, I know, pun intended, give us the lowdown, homie.
Dude, the lowdown. That was perfectly laid out there for me, brother. The lowdown at Homestead Hollow, Crawfish Boil and Car Show, June 9th and 10th, 2017, Springville, Alabama, put on by none other than Arco's Detail. Not only are they the title sponsor for Our Lifestyle, the podcast, but Tim and Tanya are trying to putting a hand at putting on their own show. It's a free crawfish boil on Friday night, which is June 9th. Very next day, June 10th, is the actual car show. It's a one-day car show, and I really don't have too many details, but I did see the video. Place looks pretty damn cool. Definitely a very nice scenic campground where this place is going to happen, where the show is going to go on. And it's a really cool backgrounds for some pretty cool pictures. But definitely come out, check out the lowdown. And we say it all the time, support the clean team that supports the scene and supports Our Lifestyle, the podcast. So definitely check that out. June 9th and 10th, 2017, Springville, Alabama. The lowdown at Homestead Hollow, put on by Sparkles Detail. And then we got about 2 weeks later, Jay, and it's titled The Wildest Show on the Coast. Good old Scraping the Coast. June 23rd and 25th, 2017 at Biloxi, Mississippi. Greg Miller, Scraping the Coast, just posted today. 3 more days to pre-register. Save yourself $10. Get yourself a pre-registration shirt. And also Scraping the Coast, which I ain't gonna lie, I stole this from Scraping the Coast because he does such a damn killer job with it, is they're also giving away air management system. And I don't have the exact details of it, but I did see that today. So definitely check out scrapingthecoast.com and get those pre-registrations in. You don't want to miss Scraping the Coast. It's one of my favorite shows of the year, June 23rd, 25th, 2017, Biloxi, Mississippi. So definitely check out scrapingthecoast.com and get those pre-registrations in. Indoors, outdoors, it doesn't matter. But if you want to spend a little bit more money, get the indoors, get that nice air conditioner spot because it's a little warm. It's right on the beach, though, guys. So it's a killer spot, killer location, and just an awesome-ass awesome. And, hey, Jay, I heard one of your favorite rappers is going to be there this year.
Oh, you know it. And is that – I know that's the homie, and I know he released an album called 400 Degrees, and I think it starts with a J. It's Juvenile, right?
Juvenile. Back
heard that, it's going to get that's wild.
So yeah, guys, Juvenile will be there in concert. This is their 15th anniversary, so it is definitely gonna get wild at Scraping the Coast this year. So definitely make sure you're there and check out the wildest show on the coast. Jay,
that's what's up.
Those are my two shows that I got. We got a show coming up in July, but we still got some time on that. But definitely be on the lookout for the Daytona Truck Meet. And it's July 14th and 15th, put on by Keg Media, teamed up with Specialty Ford. And that's going to be at Daytona, Florida. So be on the lookout for that. But we'll talk about that later on a different episode. So,
so yeah, Mike, appreciate those updates with the show, man. As always, Mike can rattle that stuff off the top of his head as a show promoter that he is. So, you know, big ups. Let's talk a little bit of updates on the family here with Our Lifestyle, the podcast. So Miggity Mike, the mayor, ST Vic, and myself, ODB. Vic flew to St. Louis with his daughter, with his wife, Dee, and they visited his daughter that recently signed up for the Army. So really big ups to T. That's his daughter's nickname. And he got a chance to talk with her the last couple days on the phone, an extra call that he normally doesn't get. So I know I talked with Vic a lot today. We kind of hit up one of our homie Chris Gaddy's house and did some work on his Isuzu. And we had a great day. But, you know, I know it always brings a smile to his face. You know, his daughter, their daughter, is the world to them. So I know Vic would appreciate me mentioning T on the podcast. You know, big ups to her. You know, how many people in this world can sign up and do something for their country, let alone for their family? And that's what she did. And she's going through that basic training, if I'm saying it correct. She's up in Missouri, so they got a chance to go up and visit her. What an emotional video. They posted that on Vic's Facebook page, and it was fantastic. So, you know, big ups to Vic. He's doing his thing, keeping that Nissan clean, keeping that full size clean that he recently lifted. And he's going to be going to the truck meet that Mike mentioned, so I know we're going to be out there, so more to come on that. But Mike, I know you got some updates on the Tahoe and some other things, including a recent vacation, man. What else you got going on, homie?
Shoot, man, every Memorial Day weekend. And first of all, definitely want to give some props to T for doing her thing. And, you know, that video you're referring to, can't lie, brother, me and Mrs. Mayor, we definitely got some teary eyes, and the water was flowing, that's for sure, because that touches you big time. Yeah. And so it was, you know, mad props to her for being able to go out there and thank her for going out there and doing what she's doing for our country. So definitely, you know, love D and Vic to death. And so it was good to see them be able to see their daughter. And it was nice of them to be able to share that. Love those guys and look forward to, you know, T coming back home so they can you know, so mom and dad can spend some more time with her.
For sure.
So Memorial Day weekend's always our weekend that we head down, get the family together. And I call them family, but, you know, it's like the family. We get together and we head down to the Keys for a long weekend. And we did it again this year. And, man, we had a killer time like we always do, you know, between Duval Street, the killer restaurants down there. We always order the boat and get the take out the boat charter. You know, we caught two sharks. My daughter caught a shark, 5-foot shark. I mean, my buddy caught a freaking 250-pound hammerhead shark. And then we ended up with 23 yellowtail. You know, so we had a killer time, great time on the boat, great time with the family down there. And always look forward to doing that for sure, and look forward to doing it again next year. And then, of course, with the Tahoe, man. We're getting it put back together, Keith, over at Gulf Coast Customs. Got the motors in, transmissions in. Now we're just putting all the pieces back together on the motor. Exhaust is done, rear ends put back together. We just got the rims back, tires on from Reds, the four Giottos. We switched them 24x12s in the rear, you know, 24x8.5s in the front. We're getting there, brother. We still got a long ways to go, but we're definitely getting there. It's definitely want to thank, you know, Frank with Reds for helping me out with the rims and the tires, getting them mounted and balanced and getting them sealed up and bring them back down so we can put them back on the Tahoe for sure.
Hells yeah, dude. That's what's up, man. Yeah, anytime you team up with Reds as far as the stuff they do and the wheels they produce and what they can do, man, that's icing on the cake, man. Like I said in the last episode, 34, that's big baller stuff right there, Mike. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. It's been a long time coming, and, you know, the wife has been very good with not asking too many questions and wondering, you know. She keeps thinking that I still don't have a truck, but she's also not asking where all this money's going to. So definitely appreciate that. You know what I'm saying, ODB?
That's what's up. You know it. You know it. And speaking of, when you said shark, my ears perked up because, you know, I love to swim. We went out this past weekend. I'll kind of talk about some of my updates on the Memorial Day weekend. Typically, that Saturday, we'll take the Wave Runner out to Caladese. We'll hit Dunedin Causeway, have a fantastic time, which we did that with her parents. It was great. No, I didn't see any sharks or anything like that, but I was on one of these sites that I sometimes go on, and they had a story. I think it was from early May. I'm trying to find it right now. And the title of it was Porn Star Gets Bitten by Shark. And I was like, okay, you know, a little bit of clickbait, more than likely, but, you know, I'm like, okay, let me click it. So I clicked it. It turns out it was a cam girl. I don't think anybody knows what those are, but it was a cam girl, and she got into one of those. So imagine she's out in the water and she has one of those round cage deals. It's like, so she jumps down into that And for whatever, I mean, who knows what she's going to freaking, you know, do, if she's just doing this little stunt, whatever. Well, when I looked at the video, you know, she's got this skimpy bathing suit on, and the chains look like they're really far apart, and the sharks were smaller sharks. And I'm going, couldn't the shark just put its mouth through there? Like, I mean, surely they can't be that stupid, right, Mike? So sure enough, she's not in the water but a couple minutes, and the shark puts its mouth through there, and dude, she starts freaking out. She swims up to the top. They yank her out into the boat, and they kind of eclipse away, but they show her foot, and she's got this gouge, probably 4 or 5 inches, dude, just a slit right by her ankle. I'm like, how stupid? But anyways, that's my shark story for the year, man. That was crazy. If I can find it, I'll post it on the Airhead Nation Facebook group.
Oh, man. That's one thing you ain't going to find the mayor messed around with is a damn shark. Because I'll be honest with you, we got those sharks up to the boat, brought them all the way up to the boat, took our pictures. The captain, well, not the captain, but the first mate tagged them both, and then we cut them loose because we had a total of 8 people on this boat, and there was no way that we were going to bring that damn thing up on the boat. We had, you know, we had 2 kids on the boat and sister, and we didn't bring them on the boat. So, but we did take the pictures, but we definitely were not bringing them up on the boat. So, we did not keep no sharks. We kept all the yellowtail, but we did not keep the sharks. That's for damn sure.
Hells yeah, man. So that's pretty cool stuff. But really the only other update that I wanted to give was last weekend. It just happened to fall on the same weekend as Made of Steel, but that Saturday I drove out to Fort DeSoto, which is kind of like the tip of St. Pete. It depends which way you're coming from. And at Fort DeSoto, you had the Black Widows. That's a local BMX crew, and they had a BMX picnic. This is where Spring Fling originated from, as far as what I've read. And as you guys know, I went to Spring Fling this year up in St. Augustine. But the Black Widows, man, I want to give them a huge shout out. They really treated me like family. I showed up. I was rolling solo in the dually. I had 5 bikes, 3 of mine, 2 of Boss Bolin's that I brought. And I had those on display. Stayed there about 2.5 hours before I had to jam out. And man, what great people. It was a very hot day. A lot of BMX guys, a lot of old school stuff. A lot of guys selling, vending, if you will. They had tons of food. It was all free. And, you know, I tried to give them money, and they said, no, man, this is, you know, you're a guest here. So I promised that I would give them a shout out. But if you go on Facebook and type in, like, the Black Widows, you'll find there's a couple groups. There's on that Sunday, which I did not get a chance to participate in, they had the Booze Cruise, they call it. And it's kind of like what they did in Spring Fling, but they ride down kind of downtown Tampa and things like that on the bikes, and they hit a couple bars. And then they also have the event page for the Black Widows BMX picnic. So, you know, huge shout out to them. They also have a thread on the BMX Museum. And if you missed, I did post a ton of photos on our Lifestyle the Podcast Facebook page. You can go back through there. It's not pinned at the top, but if you go and hit the main page, you'll see that album. I took a couple, I think 1 or 2 360 photos and a lot of wide angle photos. So make sure you guys check that out. Next, a couple updates before we talk about sports. I did want to give some tech updates, Mike. So I mentioned prior that Apple's annual WWDC event begins next, actually June 5th. So that's the Worldwide Developer Conference. Each year, they normally announce the new iOS version, and we're expecting this next iOS to be iOS 11. I'm sure that with this being the 10th anniversary, June actually marks the 10th anniversary of the iPhone launching. And of course, over the past 10 years, the iPhone is now pushed out from like a June date to obviously September each year. But iOS 11, a lot of big expectations to continue to compete with the Android operating system. Whether you love Apple or you hate them, they do have great products, you know, arguably, right? But I think the world speaks when they sell millions and millions and millions. I think it's some odd, just over 50 million iPhones per quarter. And that's in 90 days for those scoring at home. So they do sell a lot. And I know Mike and I, we buy our iPhones. We like those. And I use, of course, Android for my work phone. So I love Android as well. But I also did want to mention Instagram. They did update. It's kind of a minor update, but The Verge reported that Instagram is now offering support for sending links in direct messages. So it's kind of hard to imagine that, you know, typically if you send a link, even iPhone to iPhone now, it kind of does a preview within the messaging thread, which is fantastic, you know, before you click on the link. So Instagram, I believe with the latest version, that is now supported. And there's a couple other minor fixes they did where if you send a photo in landscape or portrait mode, it's actually the right, you know, orientation when you send it through DM. So kind of minor updates there for Instagram. And then Samsung 360 Gear 2017 model. This dropped on 525. It's their new 360 cam. And this is an awesome device. The only thing I'll say is this. If you're buying an S8 or S8 Plus, you can get this device for only $49 through the SamsungPromotions.com website. So fantastic device there. But Mike, before we kind of start wrapping up, I did want to just touch on sports real quick. I know my wife is stoked that the Penguins are in with Nashville. So you got those two kind of yellow color teams that are competing for hockey. Have you got a chance to watch any hockey anytime recently, homie?
Hey, Jay, I'm not going to sit here and come on here and act like I watch a lot of hockey or not, or try to say that I do. But hey, Jay, I haven't watched one bit of hockey. The only way I've got my hockey updates is on Facebook when I don't know if it's you or her, the wife being that's posted it. But somebody's posted something about, you know, hey, somebody's up 2-0. Hey, somebody's losing. Somebody's this. Somebody's that. And so that's my only updates is from Facebook. And that's probably from you or her posting it, because I think you probably two are the only two in Florida that's even paying attention to it. Just saying, Jay, just saying.
I know. Well, you guys have heard me talk and you know, say how much I love arena football. We just went to a game last Saturday. Arena football, fantastic. Hockey is the same. My wife got me into it. She's a longtime Pens fan. She actually found her Jaromir Jagr rookie card yesterday. We were cleaning out some closets, kind of like Eminem, right? But we were cleaning out the closet, and you know, we kind of stumbled upon some of her cards, and I have all my old Jordan stuff and all that. But you know, with hockey, fantastic sport. It's way, I'm telling you what, if you just sit down and watch a few games, you'll be hooked. Way more than football, because football is like a snail's pace compared to these guys. Real men, man, real men. And I'm a huge NFL fan, as you guys know. But just to kind of move on, we got NBA, we got the finals. We all kind of knew it. We all expected it. We all really hoped for it, unless you're not a fan of these two teams. Third year in a row, first time ever, two teams will rematch for the third time. And that is LeBron, if you will, versus the Durant and Steph Curry team. So who knows who's going to win? I mean, really, I think in paper, the Warriors should win. They should have won last year. Of course, Draymond Green got, you know, knocked out for game, what was it, game five? You know, some crazy, you know, politics last year. But, you know, we'll see, man. We'll see if the Warriors can step up. You know, I like watching them, even from the old Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin days, the real deal Holyfield. So, you know, we'll see. But Mike, talking about NFL, I know you heard about the Super Bowl, man. The Super Bowl's coming back to Tampa. What you got to say about that, homie?
All I can say is I don't know how much the tickets are going to be, but I'm going to be at the Super Bowl, brother. I got to get there. I got to get there because who knows when it's going to be back, and so I got to make sure that I'm there.
Dude, I'm telling you, just walk up and be like, I'm Miggity Mike, the mayor. You know, what's up? We talked about this. I think I've hinted at it. There was a guy back in the day, and I'm pretty sure he wrote a book. I've never read it, of course. But he would sneak into all of these huge events back in the day, like 80s, 90s. I don't know if he's still doing it. But if it was like a Tyson fight or was a Super Bowl, he would always find a way to just get in. You know, he'd wear a suit and sneak by security or whatever. So I need to look that dude up, man. But maybe it was a myth. I don't know. But seriously, the guy did it. So maybe Miggity Mike the mayor can kind of walk in executive style. You know what I mean? But speaking of big games, I did want to mention, too, and I missed this, hockey for next year, the All-Star Game is going to be in Tampa. I saw that alert earlier through the ESPN app, so super stoked about that. We're already talking about we want to go. Great sport, great town to host an event, and you know, that's why the NFL moved it back from L.A. The new L.A. stadium has been prolonged a couple extra years, I guess, and there's a rule that supposedly, you imagine the NFL having a rule, right? You can't have a Super Bowl in the first two seasons of an inaugural stadium or whatnot, however you pronounce that. So whatever, it's coming back to Tampa. We're stoked.
Exactly. Slam Fest coming back to Tampa. Super Bowl's coming back to Tampa. It's on like Donkey Kong.
It's on like Donkey Kong. So Mike, last sports update. Oh, actually two more. One real quick, NFL. I I know your boy Victor Cruz over at the Giants. He's out. He was pretty wild. You know, he was pretty outspoken there. So, you know, whatever. That's politics of the game. You're treated like a piece of meat in the NFL, and then you're on to the next team, if not retirement. But golf, dude. So today there was a big revelation that broke. Your boy, who you used to party with, just kidding, Tiger Woods. What an epic downfall, Mike.
Yeah. And with that being said, your boy's got more money than he knows what to do with. He's got to be partying with some of his boys or some of his girls, whatever might be. Give up the keys, brother. Give up the keys. You got so much more to lose. So, but hey, I guess driving home after drinking all damn night, what did he get caught at? 3 o'clock in the morning, then got booked at like 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it might have been. So, you know, he stayed overnight. Slept it off. So it is what it is. But you would think that he was smarter than that, but obviously not. And it seems like every time he gets in trouble, it's always a holiday. Every single time he's gotten in trouble, it was always a holiday. So it is what it is, but I guess the man's got more money and he just doesn't give a shit.
I'm telling you, I think this was, you know, he was just quoted a few weeks ago. It's his fourth back surgery. He said he's feeling better than he ever has, I guess literally last night or the night before, whatever night it was. But in all seriousness, this is kind of like the built versus bought, Florida versus Florida State, Ford versus Chevy. Mike, question for you. Lance Armstrong or Tiger Woods? Who had the bigger downfall, man?
Definitely Tiger, man. To take that golf club through the back window, and the homeboy, it must have hit him in his back because his back hasn't been the same since that golf club went through that back window that escalated.
I'm telling you, man, that's just crazy.
Way back in the day. I don't remember how long it's been. But she moved on to be happier than she's ever been in her whole entire life, and has got more money than she knows what to do with. And that poor guy is just, well, I can't call him poor guy, but that poor, he is just went tumbling down and not been the same. So it is what it is.
I'm telling you, man. Well, really quick, if you guys aren't on Twitter, got to get on Twitter. You got to follow Darren Rovell. One of my homies at work years ago said, man, you got to follow him. He is an ESPN sports business reporter. He has some of the most intriguing tweets, really cool stuff. I really enjoy it. But he just tweeted an hour ago. This is the New York Post cover for tomorrow. It's Tiger Woods mugshot. And it's titled Woods Hits Rock Bottom, and then capital, or this is like in big bold, DUI of the Tiger. So imagine Eye of the Tiger, but it's DUI of the Tiger. So really, it's super bad press. And Darren even had a tweet earlier today. It was about 10 hours ago, and he said, Tiger's fall from grace changed sports marketing forever, got marketers to finally understand they don't really know athletes they sponsor. Of course, there were a lot of people sounding off on that tweet. The thing I will say is this, Nike, just a few months ago, just announced, you know, they announced no more golf stuff from Nike. Who would have ever thunk that? I mean, the king of all sports equipment, of course, Under Armour is still coming up. And I think maybe one day they'll reach them. But, you know, Tiger, what a fall from the top, man. That's all I can say. What a fall from the top, homie.
Yeah, extreme fall from the top.
Boom, like Humpty Dumpty. So, Mike, really quick, ratings. I just want to say, listen, continue. If you have an opportunity, go out and rate us on iTunes. A question we always get is, can I rate you through the iPhone or Android? iTunes is really the place for podcasters. I mean, that's the main hub. And what I would say is you have to go on iTunes via a Mac or PC. And you can go to iTunes.com, download it, and you can leave the rating there. We appreciate it. I think our last rating was on back in April, so just want to throw that out there. And then the shout-outs. So Mike talked a little bit about All Time Low Magazine. Really huge shout-out to them, and they also gave us a shout-out in the Airhead Nation group. So thank you very much to Rich and Beth Waterman. We want to thank Sparkles Detail. So, Mike, why don't you take it away and go ahead and give Sparkles the props that they're due.
Like we've said over and over and over again, they were with us from the very beginning. Sparkles Detail, not only they sponsor all these shows, you pretty much see them at a show every weekend. And they're out there in our scene. They're out there supporting our scene. So, guys, go out there, support the clean team that supports the scene. I've said it time and time and time again, so just go do it. Check them out at any show. Chances are, if you're at a show, they're going to be there as well. Tim, Tanya, great people, and they love doing it, and they love the shows. They love the scene, and go check them out. Go support them. Check out their products. They got great products. If you don't feel like using the products, they got cleaning girls that'll clean your ride for you. So it's just that easy. Also, since we're giving shout outs, checking out Facebook today, our girl Kate Simpson, shout out to, haven't made the show, never been out to the show, but they were up at Ohio. Check it out. It's on Kate's Facebook page, and it's her truck in front of the old prison there. That's pretty badass. That's an awesome picture, and it's definitely worth the look up. And he won, I believe it was best paint at the show. You know, congratulations on that. Definitely well deserved. I did comment on her picture, and I told her, you know, that's congratulations, but I don't think you'll ever remember your first, or you'll never forget your first, which her first trophy for that truck was from our Lifestyle the Podcast. And she said absolutely not. So definitely want to give a shout out to her, and congratulations. It looked like a killer, killer ass show. And I think, Jay, that's one show that we need to put on the books and try to make sometime in the future.
Yes, and I will ask Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you, what famous movie was filmed at that location?
I'm trying to make sure I say this right, but was it Shawshank Redemption, I believe?
Boom, man, Mike is on it. That is one of the best friendship movies of all time. What a fantastic movie. Great movie, and that's just one of the many reasons why I want to go to that show. Awesome, awesome location. You talk about battling Bama with a battleship. This is another show I want to make with that old penitentiary. You can do a tour of it as well. Man, oh man, dude, what a place for photos. So good stuff, Mike. Appreciate that shout out. So
yes, sir.
Grindr-TV.com, you guys already know, Volume 3 dropped. I got a chance to watch it, and all I can say is I know some of you guys don't have an opportunity to go to shows, leave the state, so on and so forth. It's okay. We're in 2017. We've got people like Grindr TV that do the work for you for $15, $20, $25. You know, I think $20, $25. You make the purchase, you get a free sticker, and you see some of the baddest automotive films in the entire world. He's went from coast to coast, from continent to continent. Brian Good is the man, and he's got some guys that kind of work with him a little bit behind the scenes. But I'm telling you, he puts blood, sweat, and tears into these productions. There's 3 volumes. If you like Volume 3, buy the other 2 or just buy them all at once. You definitely have to check it out. And then also, please go on YouTube and type in Grindr TV, 2 words, and subscribe to their channel. As Brian mentioned when he was on recently, they're going to go more to YouTube-type deal. And they've got 43,000 subscribers, so let's really kind of get behind those guys. Now, next, Drop'Emware. So big ups to John and Jen at drop'emware.com. Also, on Facebook, if you're not in this group, it's a really good one. Just type in Drop'Emware, W-E-A-R, and there's the Drop'Emware Garage, or it's Drop'Emware's Garage Group. There's 14,000 members, and it's really kind of an intimate type family. And she, you know, Jen will list deals in there. She listed one on May 25th. You know, spend 50 or more this weekend, and your shipping's on us. So they do some awesome promotions, and it's really a big family. So, you know, big ups to them. We've got more to come. Make sure you check out this group. In the News Plaque, so In the News Inc., they're here in the Tampa Bay area, and you probably already own one of these if you've ever been featured. If you receive a feature in the future and Jason and the team call you, you say yes, 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 yes. You want a plaque. Make sure you order the plaque. And you hang that and display it in your man cave. And when you take a photo and post it on Instagram, tag us and tag In the News Inc. And we will more than likely reshare that. We've got Vyair. So Morgan Vyair will be back on next episode to talk about Morgan Says. So thanks to Vyair for continuing to support the scene. We've got Aftermath Designs. So as you know, we appreciate Doug doing the award for us at Battle in Bama, as Mike mentioned, that went to Kate Simpson. And we'll continue to do things with Aftermath Designs. But please, on Instagram, look up Aftermath Designs, and then also on Facebook. Doug is a great dude, and he will get you what you need. Also, Eye Candy Designs. I mentioned last time, Mike and I did, that RJ actually put together the original artwork for us, and we appreciate that. Mike works very closely with RJ, so awesome stuff there. And Mike, I'll leave it with you. Anything else you got for the Airhead Nation, dude?
Airhead Nation, we appreciate you guys supporting, the continued support, the continued listening, all the suggestions, the comments, everything you guys on social media, Instagram. Jay, once again, is killing it with all the pictures, the videos, Guys, he busts his tail on this stuff. Thanks for sharing all of it. And, I mean, you guys have been awesome, and all the feedback and the messages. I love the private messages. You know, we get the messages talking about, you know, thanks for doing what you guys are doing. You know, guys, we're not going to sit here and talk about, oh, we do this for free. We don't get paid for doing this. Da, da, da. We do it for the shame. Da, da. Hey, we do it because we love doing it. All right. No, we don't get paid for it. Yes, we do have some sponsors. That doesn't mean they all pay us, but it doesn't matter, guys. We're going to keep doing what we're doing because we love doing it. And we appreciate you guys listening, giving us feedback, and we're going to keep doing our thing, man. So with that being said, Airhead Nation, we out.
We out here. And now listen, make sure you stay tuned for Michael Salazar from Colorado Custom Wheels. There's no better billet wheel company in the country, in the nation, in the world, in the whole galaxy. CC Cycle Wheels. Follow them on Instagram and tell them Old Dirty Ballard sent you. We out here. Peace.
When they crown you and you rise up to your position, carry on tradition. When they knight you and you go to fight, go to war, don't petition. Carry on tradition. Carry on tradition, carry on, carry on tradition, carry on tradition. When you rep what we rep.
Yo, it's ODB, Our Lifestyle, the podcast. You already know. And we've got a special company, a special interviewee that we're going to sit down with. We've got Colorado Custom Wheels, also known as CC Cycle Wheels, and we're going to learn all about that. But Michael, how's it going, man?
Things are well. You know, we're keeping busy here, keeping our clients happy. We are actually working on a few projects right now, a trike with a 32-inch front wheel and 22-inch rear wheels, a possible monoblock or three-piece SEMA build for 2018. We might have a current SEMA project or two for this year, but, you know, nothing out of the ordinary.
Awesome, man. Well, it's great. You know, a lot of the Airhead Nation listeners, they know a lot about Colorado Custom Wheels. We're going to kind of delve into that. You know, they've been a mainstay in the custom automotive scene for a long time. And you kind of alluded to, and we'll get into the motorcycle aspect of it, because I think that's really cool. I don't know of many billet wheel companies out there that are kind of servicing the mini truck community, the hot rod community, and then, oh, by the way, the motorcycle. So real awesome stuff. What I wanted to kind of do is, can you give the listeners a little bit of insight? I know there was kind of a little bit of a change in kind of maybe the ownership of the organization, but can you give us an idea of like when and how Colorado Custom Wheels got started back in the day?
Sure. Yeah. So essentially, Colorado Custom was created in 1992 under Manus Machining. The brand Colorado Custom, it entered the aftermarket wheel industry in 1994 under Alan Manus, with the 90s and the early 2000s being the peak of the mini trucking scene. Mm-hmm. And billet wheel trend, Colorado Custom, to me, they established the standard for the custom billet wheels. If we fast forward to 2005, that's when my mother, Guillermina Barradas, or Mina for short,
okay,
and my stepfather, Mark Sussman, they acquired the company.
Awesome.
You know, they were new in the car wheel business, but they had the dedication and the passion to carry out the legacy of Colorado Custom.
I tell you what, they definitely have, man.
They did. You know, they've been, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, essentially. Those three words are pretty much the trifecta behind all of this. But there was a divorce between my parents in 2014, and this June marks a 3-year anniversary of my mother and I together making the essential decisions to lead Colorado Custom into the future.
Awesome. Well, Airhead Nation, you know, I'll kind of reinforce this, but you have to follow CC Cycle Wheels on Instagram. What's fantastic is, and we'll kind of mention this here throughout the interview, but Colorado Customs and Michael specifically, they show a lot of love, man, is how we say it on Instagram. You know, the homie Vic, he's a part of Our Lifestyle, the podcast, as a producer. And Vic, you know, he has the Colorado Custom steering wheel with the club logo on it. And, you know, they just show a lot of love to guys. And it's not always even people that have Colorado Custom wheels. You know, they really respect the culture, and I appreciate that. Now, one of the things I kind of wanted to ask that's on the same subject, Michael, is, so what was the deciding factor, right? Because not just every day someone decides to take over a company or purchase a company and want to get into the wheel business. Was there a relationship back in those days that you know, a handshake deal to say, hey, I want to take this place over? Or was it anything else that you wanted to shed any light on, how your parents got involved and of course yourself?
At the time when my mother and I, you know, before Colorado Custom, we were just focused on motorcycle wheels and components.
Okay.
It was my stepdad, Mark Sussman. Yeah, the company name was Classic and Custom Rides, which was solely under his name. And the people we were buying our blanks from, I guess they acquired Colorado Custom and all their machinery, right? All the tooling. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly how it happened. I don't know how they discussed it, but, you know, there it was. My parents, you know, bought the name off of, you know, him, Larry Goodman from All American Wheel. And, you know, from that day forward, you know, we just went ahead and, you know, we ran with it.
That's great. And I remember, and, you know, when I think about the history that you've just mentioned, and we'll talk about, and we're going to do that now, we're going to talk about the mid-90s, you know, you mentioned it, Michael, and then we saw like this explosion of Colorado Custom Wheels appearing in the publications such as Truckin' and Mini Truckin' Mags with all these killer builds. And one of the great things is I collect magazines. My wife doesn't necessarily like that, but I have Truckin's all the way back to, you know, the late 70s, early 80s, and so on. And when I look back, you can almost bet that you pick up a cover and it has Colorado Custom either on the cover or in that magazine. And I think that's really rad. Now, what was it like for Colorado Customs? You know, in your opinion, I know that it's kind of changed hands, but like when you think of the culture, how awesome is it that you're a part now of an organization that had so much to do with the custom scene back in the heyday?
It means a lot. It's a great deal to be a part of this culture with, you know, people that are just wanting essentially something different, right? And then they like to go ahead and boast about it. Say, hey, you know, look at me. I have these crazy wheels and, you know, I don't care, you know, how they look. It's a part of my being, essentially. And it's truly a blessing to be around, you know, people like that, right? And
for sure.
Personally, I wasn't around Colorado Customs heyday, but, you know, if I go talk to Betty, she's the one in charge of the steering wheels, the wife of the previous owner. She tells me that the word on the street was that Colorado Custom was just dominating the billet wheel scene with just some crazy, bizarre designs that everyone essentially wanted. So that was pretty cool.
You know it. And Michael, as I kind of, when we were speaking earlier, you know, everyone, when you go follow CC Cycle Wheels on Instagram, you're going to see that if you have an old vehicle or you tag them in an old cover like we routinely do, they're pretty quick, you know, with their busy day to comment and say, oh, that's, you know, the Alamosa, I think it was, or, you know, such and such wheel. And I think being able to have acquired a company and still appreciate the legacy and, you know, a lot of those different builds out there, I mean, that's really astonishing. So, you know, thanks again for what you guys are doing to kind of carry it on, Michael, into the next millennium.
That's what it's all about. You know, it's all about customer service. You know, it's all about service is number one. You know, you can have the best product in the world, but if you don't care about your clients, you know, if they're not number one, then, you know, there's no point. So what I do, because I'm the one that's running the Instagram account, is I go and I just appreciate everyone that talks about Colorado Custom, anyone that's purchased anything from us. You know, I love you. And I just want to, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart that, you know, we appreciate the opportunity of all the competition out there, you know, to choose us. And that's a pretty big deal. That means everything.
It does. And I've been in the customer service world for almost 20 years. And all I can say is, man, you get it. I mean, you really do. And, you know, we'll talk in just a moment about kind of and you've alluded to the fact that it's a smaller company, but I think when you pride yourself on that, and a lot of the Airhead Nation, they know that I'm a huge Lincoln fan, and you'll see Colorado Custom that they, you know, Michael will go out and, you know, he'll tag or reshare the Lincolns and kind of show a lot of love to these guys that, you know, are buying, you know, a high-end product that is got an awesome heritage and tradition behind it. I mean, it's top-notch. You get what you pay for. So, but as we kind of transition, I wanted to kind of ask, like, you know, as you mentioned, Colorado Custom has continued to kind of remain small in terms of a family-owned business. How does staying small translate to a, you know, a guy or a chick out there that's wanting to own a set of billet wheels, or like maybe even a one-off set? So really, to kind of summarize that question is, you know, is it as easy for a customer to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, this is what I'm looking at doing? And how long is a lead time for like a set of one-offs or like just a regular set of billet wheels?
Yeah, just like that. You can easily call us and, you know, we are there to help you. We are, to this day, we are a family business, and, you know, staying quote unquote small, that enables us to, you know, manufacture these custom jobs that, you know, to the large company, they would avoid, because why would they want to stop production just for, you know, one wheel? You know, for me, every order is important, every client is important, and to go ahead and, you know, be a part of their build, you know, that's just, to there, that's that means the world for us, and we just want to meet them halfway and, you know, give them this, you know, really cool product. It's turning some heads, so I mean, that's pretty good.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, the lead time on car wheels, it's 8 to 10 weeks. It comes out a little sooner sometimes, but for example, if the polish isn't perfect, I'm not going to send you, you know, a product that I wouldn't accept. So sometimes it does takes the course of duration, you know, 10 weeks, but sooner than later, it usually comes out within, you know, around 7 would be ideal for, you know, a car wheel at least. Steering wheels, they took about 3 to 4 weeks. Motorcycle wheels take about 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay. Well, that gives a good idea, if you will, for the listeners, because I know when I ordered mine back in the day, it was about that time period, and I was stoked when they showed up in the boxes, and as you mentioned, Michael, they were polished, show polished, man, so I was super stoked. I had a smile on my face from ear to ear. Now, 5 years ago, I debuted Project Bada Bing at Showfest in Mississippi. That was a kind of a lifelong dream. It won Best of Show. I have the South Beach wheels, including the steering wheel, on my truck, and I cannot say enough good things about Colorado Custom Wheels. How does Colorado Custom Wheels go about designing a new wheel and naming it? You know, back in the day, the wheels seemed to have a theme that was after the state of Colorado, which I think a lot of people then thought, hey, they're in Colorado. But can you give us any insight on that, Michael?
Yeah, so to me, the way I see it, developing a design is the translation of an idea into existence. With the CAD software that we use, the idea essentially becomes a reality. In regards to the names that were used, Colorado Custom utilized its neighboring streets and cities to, you know, bring forth designs such as the Alamosa, the Boulder, the Fort Lupton, and the Littleton, you know, and many more. Mm-hmm. In regards to the designs, I would have to give the credit to the people, because they're responsible for the new designs. We're just a billet playground here. And in the end, you know, we craft these masterpieces such as the Lincoln and the Caddy replica. We listen to what, you know, the people have to say, and we give them just that.
That's smart business, man, if you know what I'm saying. So good stuff there. Now, one of the names that you mentioned was Boulder, and that one, my ears perked up, because I remember back in the day reading Mini Truck, and I think there was a famous Blazer that had those on there. But that's, I believe, if I remember correctly, that's like a smoothie type wheel. And I'm a huge fan of those wheels, as basic as they really are, just like a big piece of billet. I just love a smoothie wheel, especially when it's polished. So definitely brought back some memories there, Michael.
There we go. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's what Our Lifestyle, the podcast, is about. So many of you know that I'm a huge Lincoln fan. I also run the @LincolnAddict handle on Instagram, because I'm a junkie. And I've always, you know, really loved these cars since I saw Gleaming the Cube skateboard movie back in the late 80s. There was a 65 Lincoln in it, and I fell in love immediately. Now, Colorado Custom Wheels, as Michael mentioned, got into making some of these killer one-off wheels, and they were made for both Cadillacs and Lincolns. Well, in the beginning, they may have been one-offs, but now, as Michael mentioned, you can call and order them. A buddy of ours, Joe Molina, which is Severed Joe, we've had him on before, he has a set of the Cadillac wheels on his Ruby, which is the Cadillac that him and his wife built. Our friend Tom Bennett from down south in Florida, negative camber, he has the Lincoln, the white one, the Vert 65. Bam, he also has those style wheels on it. So as you mentioned, Colorado Custom has continued to push the boundaries and come up with new products such as the Cadillac and the Lincoln wheels. Is that one of your more favorite wheels, Michael, like in this day and age, because those cars are so popular?
That would be, I would say that's the ideal design for, you know, all you Lincoln fanatics and Cadillac fanatics. It pairs well, because people want to have a larger wheel, and they say, hey, well, you know, that looks pretty darn close to the original, if not, you know, an enhanced version of it. And they can get sizes from 14 inch all the way to 26. So I mean, there's your options right there.
Boom. And I like it. And we've seen the likes of Chip Foose and many others start to almost like incorporate the white wall style thing into a wheel. And when I first saw it, I was blown away. But I like the same that you're doing. You're taking a classic Americana vehicle and you're enhancing the wheel. So you're taking it from a hubcap to something that is like really new school. So I can't say enough for anyone out there that's looking for a one-off wheel, or if you're looking for like a Caddy design or the Lincoln design, you have to reach out to Michael and Colorado Custom Wheels at CC Cycle Wheels. You're not going to be disappointed, I'll tell you that. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention too, Michael, I really appreciate, and I know the listeners do as well. You know, oftentimes you're probably just watching a set of wheels getting cut, right? But you'll take out the phone and you'll either go live or you'll post a quick little video of a customer's wheels that are getting cut, right? I think that's really awesome, man.
Yeah, I mean, I go throughout my day. I'm checking emails here. I'm making sure no one's left behind. I go out to the back, see what's being cut, and say, hey, it's so-and-so's wheel. Let me take a photo really quick or a video. I send it to him, or I just keep it on my phone. And once the final product is there, actually, you know, the wheels are on the vehicle. You know, that's when I like to do the video from start to finish. But
cool.
It's definitely fun seeing all this, you know, being done, and just to see the smile and the content and satisfaction of, you know, when you know, like yourself, Jason, that you said when you got those wheels, you just have that big smile across your face. And that's essentially what it's all about. You know, it's all about you. It's all about the clients.
Exactly. That's part of the experience. And I don't know many custom wheel companies, if any, that are, you know, willing to go to the links on Instagram and tag the consumer and really show a lot of love back when the consumer goes, man, I love my CC Cycle wheels. And then Colorado Custom oftentimes will reshare that and things like that. So again, top-notch service. You know, Airhead Nation, the thing that you're learning over the course of this year and a half we've been doing the podcast is we want to associate with companies like Colorado Custom Wheels because they pride themselves on the product, and that's who we align with, and that's who we spend our money with. So, you know, huge shout out there to Michael and the crew. Now, Michael, I did want to mention that on the C10 talk, we heard Sick Chops. And Sick Chops, for anyone that doesn't know, you've heard me talk about it. It's S-I-C-C and then Chops all together. What an unbelievable builder he is. And for SEMA last year, he built an unbelievable vehicle project. I think it was Overcast. And it was showcased in the AccuAir indoor booth, which that's a very, very, very coveted spot. Now, they also, a couple of years ago, built a 56 Lincoln 2 Continental, I believe it was. And it had the Leavenworth Colorado Custom Wheels on it?
Yes, sir. The Leavenworth.
Leavenworth. Thank you. So how was it working, you know, with a shop like Sick Chops that just puts out unbelievably high quality vehicles? I mean, can you give us any insight to how that came about?
Jeez, Scott and them, they're from another breed. It's working with Scott and his crew, it's just exciting. When Scott explains these new projects, his innovative designs, just, you know, they just keep us on our toes. And Scott definitely likes to work outside the box, and, you know, we wouldn't have it any other way. It's crazy. I can't even put in words, but we love the guy. We love Scott. We love, you know, all his crew, and it's just, I can't wait to see what's next.
For sure. I was riveted listening to Ronnie's podcast, because here it is, like, I'm a kind of a Instagram junkie, and you got Scott going, yeah, you know, when I'm working on a vehicle, I really don't want to post anything until it's done. And then you find out it takes like a year that he's working on some of these projects. He really is a down-to-earth guy that's not looking to showboat or anything like that. He's just like, hey, I'm doing it for the love of the game, if you will, kind of like a Michael Jordan deal. So, I mean, huge shout out. Awesome job, Scott and Sick Chop. So appreciate the insight there, Michael. Now, for more information, I already mentioned to everyone, you can check out Colorado Custom Wheels on Instagram. That's the best place. That's where it's happening. Airhead Nation already knows. It's CC Cycle Wheels altogether, no underscore. And then I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it's ccmotorcyclewheels.com. Is that correct, Michael?
That is correct. That's our motorcycle website. But what I've done, because our original car wheel website, which is ColoradoCustom.com, it's outdated. I will admit to it. It is very outdated. Back to the times when. And what I did is on ccmotorcyclewheels.com, I added a temporary extension on a tab at the top that says wheels. Mm-hmm. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a wheels tab, and you will find new photos of the wheels in there.
Oh, I see them right now. I'm looking at the Alcatraz, the Caddy, the Buffalo Creek. I mean, you name it, Denver. You even got the Delrays, man. Those things are still classy. So good.
Jeez, they're nice.
Good stuff. Well, I really like how you got the website laid out here. It's super easy to use. And I noticed that you also have, you got social on there. So I like that. You can click and it takes you over to the Facebook page, which I need to make sure I click the like on it. And then you got the Instagram feed, which is cool. So it kind of just links you over. So for some of you guys out there that aren't on Instagram as much, you can also just go to the website there and click on social, and then you'll get a chance to see their entire feed. So you can kind of scroll through it pretty quick on the PC or the Mac, of course. So Michael, you've given us really what I'll say a trip down memory lane. I'll say this one quick story. For years I had, I think it was like an early 2000s, late 90s, I had a Colorado Custom, an old catalog. It was thin, but it was very impressive. And, you know, my wife, she's on me collecting magazines and all this. So I went ahead and I cut it up. And for years, I had a famous 90s truck that was built in San Diego, and it was on my refrigerator. And I think when we got a new refrigerator, my wife threw out that photo. I don't know where it's at,
Wish I had
it. It was awesome. But I tell you, I got a lot of love for Colorado Custom Wheels. It's a great company. What I wanted to do is kind of just give you a moment, and you know, we asked you a lot of questions and just find out if there was anything else that you wanted to share with the Airhead Nation.
At this point, it was just a long list of thank yous. All I can say is that we are truly blessed. We love all of you for giving us an opportunity working with individuals such as Scott and his crew from Sick Chops, Randy, Chris, and Andy from Hot Rods and Custom Stuff, Jeff and his crew from Devious Customs, Ryan and Quentin from West Coast Customs, Rick Dorr from Rick Dorr Customs, Dave Tucci from Tucci's Hot Rods, Dwayne from American Hot Rod. I mean, the list goes on. And
oh, yeah.
It's unreal, you know, working with all these passionate individuals and to be included, you know, in their builds. That's beyond words. It's crazy. And I just want to take this time to thank all of you that support Colorado Custom, and I apologize in advance if I forget to mention you, but you know that I love you. I appreciate you. To all my dealers, a special shout out to all you pushing our brand. You know, I love you all. I want to thank our supporters on Instagram. You're all truly amazing. I can't forget about Suicide Slabs and all that Lincoln love. Love you guys. Thank you, Scott, from Sick Chomp for all the fun. I can't wait to see what's next. Just, you know, give me more than 3 weeks on the next FEMA build, okay, buddy? Thank you to all my motorcycle lovers. I can't forget about Clockworks and Inland Empire, Heartland USA, Jay Church, Nick from Baggers Inc. Thank you also to you club fanatics. Yeah, I'm talking to you guys, Sever Ties, No Regrets, Negative Camber. Love you guys. Thank you to Jay Leno for featuring the gorgeous Riviera build by Hot Rods and Custom Stuff with our Leavenworth wheels. That was awesome. I wanted to thank you, Jason, and Lifestyle Podcast for making time to hear our story. We are truly blessed for the experience. Thank you to all our staff and family and friends. It's a team effort here, and you know, we make it happen. And last but not least, I would like to thank my mom for everything. She is the foundation for this company, and there wouldn't be a Colorado Custom without her. So I love you, Mom.
Dude, that is a straight mic drop from Michael, and we couldn't be happier for you to mention all of those truly unbelievable builders and organizations on our podcast. I mean, that just kind of gave me goosebumps. So, you know, thank you so much for what you folks do. You keep it small, and you keep America going, especially with the baddest billet wheels in the nation, and that's ODB. I approve this message. So I appreciate it, Michael.
Thank you, Jason. It was an opportunity, and we're here for the long haul. So I'm gonna, you know, keep posting. I'm gonna keep showing that love for the UB Colorado Custom supporters, and I can't thank you guys enough.
Thanks, homie. To that home out on the range, they got a lot of nice girls.